Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So in a moment, we're going to tell you about a project that uses social media to try to track what cities are the source of the best and most interesting musical genres in the world. But before we do that, a classic question. What are the best cities in the world for music? Nashville's certainly a candidate. I mean, Detroit's got to be there. Motown, hello. Now, these are just American candidates. We could be talking all over the world. New Orleans, of course, is a candidate right here in the U.S. Now, if you go back in history, you can include Vienna in that. You can include Paris. You can include London if you talk about the Beatles and the British invasion. Well, new work by two researchers at University College in Dublin, Conrad Lee and Porrick Cunningham, have tried to find out where the musical trendsetters are and using geography and social media to sort of pinpoint the location. Here's the deal. Atlanta has the leading edge for hip-hop right now. In Europe, Oslo is pretty funky. But for indie music, you got to head for Montreal. Conrad Lee has been crunching the data, joins us from Dublin right now. Conrad, first of all, your methodology and what conclusions have surprised you?
Okay. The methodology is to basically represent each city as a point in space.
Right.
And as cities change their preferences for different artists, they move around in this space. And we basically just tried to see which points were following other points.
And are we tracking the live scene, the origin of artists coming from a particular city, the sense of musical recordings coming out of a particular city? What are you looking at?
Our data comes from Last.fm. So when people listen to their music in iTunes or whatever their MP3 player is, there's something called scrobbling that you can enable on these players. And so after you listen to a song, that information is uploaded to Last.fm. And between 30 and 40 million people around the world do this. They've scrabbled 60 billion times. It's what people are actually listening to.
So
it's not what they buy.
I get it. Okay, so it's not necessarily the source of music. So what have you come up with? Why is Atlanta the leading edge city for hip-hop?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. And there's a real temptation to interpret this as Atlanta is an influential scene, or Montreal is an influential scene, that they're somehow affecting the rest of this. But we haven't come to that conclusion yet. We don't really know what's behind this, and there could be a trivial explanation. For example, it could be that Montreal and Oslo are both far up, they're northern cities, and whenever a new band becomes popular, say it wasn't on the charts last week,
right,
and it shoots way up, that has a big effect on our measures. So each year, a lot of bands that weren't on the charts shoot up the charts during Christmas time. And it could be, for example, that music, Christmas music, is listened to first in Montreal and Oslo because it's further up north. It's getting colder.
I suspect that could be. We're talking with Conrad Lee, who did the research for his PhD at University College Dublin. You're really sort of messing with this whole idea of musical charts now with the social media and everything. Conrad, good luck.
Okay, thank you.
We want to add you to the data points there that Conrad is looking at here. What's the best city in the world for music? And you know, what city has the best playlist? You know, if you want to use his particular methodology, you know how to reach us. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org. We've mentioned some cities. Add to our list, won't you?